I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It's International Women's Day. And if you ask most people who are the most influential women in their lives, they say their mom, their wife, their sister, their daughter.
Right.
But there's a lot of people, I mean, a lot of women, I should say, throughout history that have really impacted everything. You know?
I would imagine, right? Yeah. I mean, they're at least half the population, so you're dealing with women every single day. You've got to have women that have a great influence over you.
Yeah, and I was thinking about it, and it's like, the reason why I ever became what I became was because I looked up to women like Lisa Lampanelli, Chelsea Handler, Amy Poehler, Tina Fey. These were women that were comedians, and like they didn't do the sexy thing.
Sure.
You know, they didn't take
the typical,
that right.
The easy thing.
Yeah. They did the, I'm going to be funny and people are going to find me funny. And I think that they succeeded in that. And I envied that and I admired that. And I tried to mimic that in my own career.
Certainly something to say that there's nothing wrong with people that have chosen the route of doing the sexy type comedy or anything like that, too. But right. I get what you're saying. It's a level up type thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Something to look forward to. Look up to.
Who do you find to be the most influential women?
You took everybody out of life. So you took the wife, you took the mom, you took the guy. I'm not going to go grandma. That's too easy. You took all the family.
Mm-hmm.
I would say as far as influential women in my life, our boss is one.
Yeah.
Kristen is a great boss. Yep. She's a really great boss.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, I don't think that I wanted to be in this room with you. And Kristen was like, you're going to do this and this is going to be great. No, I mean, it was one of the great reasons that I came to work here, though, was because her and other bosses, they were very much like, I was like, these are people that are dedicated to what they do.
Yeah, we're really lucky that we have a strong female lead. We asked around the office, and oddly, it starts with Kristen, about who are the most influential women in our lives.
Oh, perfect.
I would say Oprah. Oprah Winfrey is amazing. She's overcome so many obstacles. I love that, you know, one of the things Oprah says is that you don't become what you want, you become what you believe. And I think she's done that. She's a great example of that.
And even last night in the interview with Meghan Markle.
Spoiler alert.
It's not a spoiler alert. It's just like the way she delivers her content, the flawlessness of it, the comfort that she has. Like, that's not something...
She's the best interviewer, I think, of our generation.
Yeah,
I mean, her and Howard Stern, really. That they're the best interviewers of our generation.
I would say Princess Diana. I just loved how she lived her life on her own terms and didn't care what anyone thought of her. She did so much for charities, and it really just seemed like she was the best mom, and she had style.
Yes, all of that. All of that.
Yeah, just be careful what you see in the crown. Not all of it is going to make you happy.
Mm-hmm.
I was a girl in the 80s, and to me, the most fearless woman was Cyndi Lauper. Breaking all barriers, girls just want to have fun, all through the night, she bop, and she just inspired us to embrace who we were and just go get it.
I love it.
I also loved the Goonies. I do love Cyndi Lauper.
Sandra Bullock has always been an inspiring woman to me. She's one of those famous people that never gets a lot of press, but she does a ton for charity. She never needs a pat on the back or anything.
It's true. You don't hear a lot about Sandra Bullock, but she has done so much. And like,
they love her in New Orleans.
Yeah.
She has done a lot for that city. There's no question.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So the woman who has inspired me would be the suffragist leader, Alice Paul, and all of the women behind the suffrage movement who marched for the ratification of the 19th Amendment, which granted women the right to vote. I can't imagine not having the right to vote, nor my daughter having the right to vote.
I think we take that for granted.
Wow.
We really, really do.
When you put the shebop and the, that versus that, somebody did their homework.
Everybody's allowed to have any kind of leader they want in their
lives.
That's right. That's all.
My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
I was a soldier, then a veteran, a husband, and a father. And with my VA home loan, I'm a homeowner. No down payment required and no PMI. Build your future with the VA home loan. Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for this hyper amount of benefits mentioned here.